Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Gerald Callahan talking about Cattlemen's Congress, now underway. Back on that in just a moment. The inaugural Cattlemen's Congress happening at the OKC Fairgrounds through mid-January. Some of the featured sales coming up early include the Gelvium Bouncer National Sale, Tuesday, January 5th, the Bases Loaded Elite Angus Sale, Wednesday, January 6th, the 19th Annual Denim and Diamonds Angus Sale, Thursday, January 7th, and the Annual National Angus Bull Sale, Friday, January 8th. For more details and links to the sale books, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com, click on the auction tab on the left-hand side of any page.
Did you know that giraffes only need 40 minutes of sleep a night? But humans need anywhere from 7 to 12 hours. If that feels like a tall order, it doesn't have to be. Start with sleeping 1 hour more one night a week, and avoid screen time 1 hour before bedtime. Soon, you'll be waking up to a better lifestyle. Discover the power of one healthy habit. Visit ShapeYourFutureOK.com. A program of TSET.
We're talking today with Gerald Callahan, who's on the board for something called Cattlemen's Congress, brand new event, stepping up because of the National Western not being able to happen here in 2021. Gerald, it's a great opportunity, obviously, for Oklahoma City and for cattle producers in our part of the country. Your thoughts on why this seems to be a good fit?
Well, I think first off, Oklahoma City is pretty centrally located, kind of a crossroads in the cattle business for the United States. As most people know, whether it's Oklahoma National Stockyards or OKC West, we have the two biggest markets in the U.S., and this three major interstates, and with Denver canceling their show, several people reached out, and Jennifer, my wife, reached out to the state fair to see if they had any available dates, because this place is always busy with horse shows and wrestling events and basketball tournaments, and they had this time frame, kind of the 2nd to the 17th of January open, so we grabbed it. I contacted each of the breed associations to see what they thought, and everybody was very, very interested. We had a meeting here in Oklahoma City, where we looked at the facility and the fairgrounds to see if we could accommodate it. We have almost twice as many entries as Denver had last year. We have about 11,000 entered headwise, 9,800 entries, but a pen of bulls, which is at minimum of three and some five, it only counts as one entry. So when you add up head, I think we're somewhere over 11,000 in terms of entries. We reached out to the governor's office. The governor has been extremely supportive of this. We really appreciate that. We had a meeting with the pro tem, with the speaker, and with the governor. Blaine Arthur, Secretary of Agriculture, has been very, very supportive of it. We reached out to the Oklahoma City. They designated this as a quality event, so we're very happy about that. Now, we will enforce mask wearing and social distancing because that is important and it's required, and we want everybody to know that. But the response to this has been overwhelming. And then after we got this started, Fort Worth canceled as well. And so between the two, our entries really exploded. We've had a lot of interest in it. People's attitudes have been really, really good to this point. There's about 22 sales in conjunction with this. There's no admittance. It's kind of geared for exhibitors, but if somebody's interested in buying livestock from a particular breed, they're certainly welcome to come to the sales. And so we're real excited about it. It fills a void. I think it's going to be great for Oklahoma City, certainly for the motels and the restaurants and the Western stores and the hardware stores. It's going to be awful good for those people in those businesses as well.
I know that for the breeds, this is important to be able to step up and fill that hole left by the National Western.
Yeah, you could also say that this show is important. This is a national show for a lot of the breeds. And, you know, the food supply in the U.S. is essential. And this show will furnish a lot of the future genetics in terms of bulls and females that really do positively impact the food supply in the U.S. So you can go a long way to saying that this show is an essential part of the food supply and the livestock industry, the cattle industry in the U.S.
When you look at the activities going on, it's two components. It is the national shows that are going on, open and junior, and then also the sales.
Yes, there'll be junior shows in concert with all the breeds, and then the national shows for a lot of the breeds, super point shows for some of the breeds. And then most every breed also has a national show. sell with that were some of the best genetics in those, in each one of those breeds is offered for sale. And so it's an important function for the cattle industry. We're tickled to death that the powers to be have allowed us to have it here, and we're excited about it.
Gerald Callahan on this new National Cattle Industry event, Cattlemen's Congress. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. In conjunction with Cattlemen's Congress, the 2021 Bellringer Sale of Superior Livestock happening in Oklahoma City January 13th and 14th. It'll be held at the Embassy Suites on South Meridian, Oklahoma City. If you want details, go to superiorlivestock.com or call for more information. It's 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's Bellringer Sale 2021 happening January 13th and 14th this year in Oklahoma City. And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.